Losing access to a perfume might sound like a tolerable inconvenience. But in northern Nigeria, a scent derived from one particular wood has long been central to the cultural identity of the Borno people. Gathering that wood has become perilous as Boko Haram insurgents patrol the forests. Our reporter found some perfumers whose work now extends to no less than preserving centuries of tradition. Against fear, they deploy a deep resolve. We also offer two essays on family bonding, one around reading, the other around an interest in animals kindled by the work of the late Jane Goodall. As always, you can find our latest stories and news briefs at csmonitor.com. Also, if you don't trust AI queries and search summaries, you might want to make your Google searches treat the Monitor as your preferred source. There are three easy steps. Go to csmonitor.com/daily to find them. It's Saturday, October 4th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. Federal workers who have experienced previous government shutdowns say the uncertainty is always stressful. But this one already feels worse, multiple federal employees tell the Monitor, coming after months of interagency upheaval and layoffs from the Trump administration. Many feel uneasy, not only about the immediate standoff, but about what will happen when it ends. Story Hinckley reports for the Monitor. War upends ordinary life in ways large and small. In northern Nigeria, the Boko Haram insurgency has threatened a centuries-old perfume-making tradition, but some are putting their lives at risk to save it. Yahuza Bawagwe reports from Maiduguri, Nigeria, for the Monitor. Young people from one side of the world to the other, connected on social media, have created a wave of social and political protest that has swept two governments from office and threatened others. Can they achieve their goals of honest rule and fairer economies? Audrey Thiebert reports for the Monitor. With the world remembering Jane Goodall, our reporter asked her daughter again why she was so interested in the primatologist. Her daughter's answer, Dr. Goodall realized something true that nobody else recognized. Stephanie Haynes writes for the Monitor. In an era in which devices and social media can increasingly pull us apart, our essayist writes, one family discovers connection and togetherness in books. Contributor Sherilyn C. writes for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Victoria Hoffman and Ian Case.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.